I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's Woman at Clinic. Have you noticed all the gluten-free products and diets around? Well, it's great news for people who have celiac disease and who have gluten-sensitive, what we call enteropathy. These people have an adverse reaction to gluten, which is found in anything made with wheat and some other grains. Gluten is a proteinaceous substance in wheat that isn't metabolized by humans typically. But does going gluten-free do anything for those who don't have celiac disease? Well, the short scientific answer is no. Here's what the Mayo Clinic found. 1.6 million people are on gluten-free diets. They have not been diagnosed with any conditions, so the co-author of the study doesn't know why so many have chosen to be gluten-free. He says it's not at all clear what the medical need is. So where is this coming from? Well, a number of celebrities have gone on gluten-free diets. There's been marketing of gluten-free products. It's a $7 billion a year industry, and it's being embraced by many hoping to lose weight, and there's no evidence that gluten-free is a weight loss aid. To be fastidiously gluten-free without having first been diagnosed or at least looked at by a gastroenterologist may not be the best approach.
For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew. Don't miss my next report at 1:13.